HQN Books and Harper Audio are proud to bring you Tempting the Laird by Julia London, performed by Derek Perkins. Chapter 1. Kishorn Lodge, Scottish Highlands, 1755. There'd been a spirited debate among the Mackenzies of Balhare over where to bury the remains of the venerable Griselda Mackenzie. Aaron Mackenzie, her much-beloved cousin, wanted her buried at the clan's seat at Balhare alongside 200 years of Mackenzies. But Catriona, his youngest daughter, who had been as close to her auntie, Zelda, as her own mother, wanted to bury her at Kishorn Lodge, where Griselda had lived most of her remarkable life. In the end, a compromise was struck. Auntie Zelda was buried in the family crypt at Balhare, but a fail in her honour was held at Kishorn a month later. This arrangement satisfied Catriona, as it was the celebration she wanted for a woman who had lived life very much on her own terms. Unfortunately, the weather turned foul on the eve of her fail. Kishorn was remote, far into the highlands, reachable practically only by boat. Therefore, only the most immediate Mackenzie family was able to attend, rowing up from Balhare, past the Mackenzie properties of Arundel and Ochonard, and across Loch Kishorn, to the point where the loch met the river for which it was named. There was scarcely anything or any one this far into the highlands. A village and prime hunting grounds had once graced the banks of the river, but they were long gone. A Mackenzie ancestor had built the lodge on the ruins of the village. Zelda, who had always preferred her freedom to a confining marriage, and had been indulged by her father, had taken possession of the abandoned lodge as a young woman, and had made it her home, lovingly repairing and adding to it over the years.